סוף. שולחן ערוך שולחן ערוך אין סימן תוף ריש פייחס סעיף א' ריז דם דה הלוכב כרוכים המוקופים חיימות ממויס ישוע בן נון אפילו אינו מוקף ישחוי מוח שוב קרי בתסבוב ואפילו הם בחוץ לארץ את כרוך עם המוקף עם חוי מוח ממויס ישוע בן נון די אף פורים בתסבוב סעיף בייס שייט משכון אורך כפורים והיורס גדוילס וכרוך עם שאינו מוקף ישחוי מוח ממויס ישוע בן נון קרי ביודלת זה משתבור בגזר, זה תגמור על מגילה כי בזמן מורדכי בעיס הנס כסיב שהיהודים שבכל מוקים נלחמו בים י' ג' ונויח בי' ד' ועושו איסי משתה ושמחה בשושן הבירו ניתן ליהודים להילוחם עם העקום גם בים י' ד' ולעושו יונטה ותסבוב כיוון שבעיסי הזמן נחלקה הפורים לשני יומים לוחם כשכל מורדכי ואסתר נחלקו גם כן לשני יומים והיו רואים לתקן שכל עיר של מוקף אסחוי מוק משושן ידוי מלשושן לאסס פורים בתסבור ולקבוע שכל עיר מוקף אסחוי מוק ממויס החשווירי שיקרו בתסבור so באמס the right time to be קובע was בימי החשווירש נענו מוקף אסחוי ממויס ישוע בנון אך מכיוון שבימי החשווירי שארץ ישראל לא יסוח הרעיבו לוחם תיקנו שכל עיר ועיר שמוקף אסחוי מויס ישוע תקרא בתסבור like this they get ירושלים inside the purpose was that ירושלים will be תסבור also לבד משושן שאף שלא יסו מוקף אסחוי מויס ישוע קוראים בתסבור שבו היא נעשה הנס זה בעצם שושן הבירו היה 2 days דהיינו פורים מוס תסבור שושן פורים מוס תסבור נשאר מקוים בספורים עוז י' so בעצם דייה תסי מוקף אסחוי ממימויס החשווי ראש אבל דן ארץ ישראל וזכרי בו so מל ירושלים עונד בייקלודת so דסי ממויס ישוע בנון הישוע של אוזנן מוקפס so כל מוקם של מוקף אסחוי ממויס ישוע בנון קוי רבי תסבור חוץ משושה that even the אסנן מוקף אסחוי מו is also קוי רבי תסבור for sure everyone has the קשה Why דווקא במויס יהושוע? יהושוע was the כניסה של ארץ ישראל, במי שמואל. Why did they decide עיר המוקף אסחוי מו במויס יהושוע? They were looking for a time that ירושלים was מוקף אסחוי מו, that ירושלים would be included inside the תקונה. But why דווקא במויס יהושוע? I heard from one of the kids in Yad Yerushalayim, I told him, I live with a little kid neighborhood, I live with a Megillah. So he told me, so I asked him, why Dafka Moshe Yeshua? So he told me, Yeshua was the first one that was Nilcham Be'amolek. Tsevi Lochem Be'amolek. So as Machta Zeichel Be'amolek, we choose Yeshua. From Yad Yerushalayim, Be'ezach Nishim. Maybe it's the Rishani Mechazok Mazeh, that's Be'ezach Nishim. What? That's the Baltanur Eichet said. Actually, the kid knows it from there. Memele, Yerushalayim is Mukef Eschoyim and Mimois Yeshua Benun. Memele, Yerushalayim keeps Tesvov. and not be Yudalit. This is one halacha. As another halacha, that not only Ira Mukefes Choymo, Koyro Betesvov, Samuch Venira is also Nikre Koyro Betesvov. In the old years, Be'etzem, the main shiurim of this Indian was the shiurim on Samuch Venira. This was the main shiurim that people gave on these Inyanim, were a Samuch Venira. It was all different neighborhoods in Yerushalayim. It started when I moved to Arnof, and Arnof, some people read the Megillah in Yudalet. Moshe Shapira had a yeshiva, and there was Purim in Yudalet. And Ramot, till a couple of years, was a big machlekes, and people read the Megillah in Yudalet. Shofar, the first couple of years, was an argument. Lemaisa, today, all of the neighbors of Yerushalayim, Alpi, Shlomo Zalman, Rabbi Eliashiv, the Koyre Bet Esvov, it's the Iker Geboit of the Chazanish, that everything that is included in the Eruv of the neighborhood and is built straight is Koyre Bet Esvov. They have the Luach Eretz Yisroel, you know, in the shuls, they have this little Luach Eretz Yisroel from Tukushinsky. There it's brought down that is a neighborhood that is called Eitz Chaim. That neighborhood is when you come into Yerushalayim, they have the bridge. Across the bridge is three buildings that they didn't manage to destroy. When they made the little fancy inside Yerushalayim, is three old buildings there. You see Miyad when you come into Yerushalayim, they're not asking to sell it to the government. These three buildings are called Shchunas Eitz Chaim. And there is a minyan that they read Megillah B'Yudalet, because it was far from the old city when it started. So in the Luach Tukushinsky it says, Krochim Mokof Yischaimo B'Yerush B'Tesvom, Yerushalayim Mokof Yischaimo, Shar Mekoimus B'Yudalet, ולבני יהודה הנמצאים בירושלים שיהינו שיש מיניין בשכונת הצחיים שקוירו ביהודה. קצית and was the shows that hangs this Tukushinsky. This is today they bring people from outside the neighborhood to make the meeting. No one really has the guts to make a brocha levatol edo. But as so the mice I'm saying today in our shir we're not going into the shaila. Tells them as Yudalet. This is one halacha. Second halacha is Ayoris HaMesupokis. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, they read Megillah twice. B'Yudalet or B'Tesvot. V'lo yevor chukim B'Yudalet. This is the halacha. Ayoris HaMesupokis, where we have Ayoris HaMesupokis? Ayoris HaMesupokis, the Moshe we have in Tel Aviv, the city. That's a room called Tel Aviv. And that city is an old shtot that is called Yafa. It's more Shvester Kinderdalton. But that Yafa is like the old city in Yerushalayim. And it's a shaylef, it's mukef, it's choymot, v'mois Yeshua benun. And misofik, the people in Yafa, read the Megillah b'yudalet b'tesvot. What is the nafkemine? Because the machleik is b'yosef and chazanish b'somuch le'mesupokim. Rekhi Yosef says, Somuch le'mesupokim reads in Yudalet. Chazanish says, they read also in Tesvot. So the Moshe, Rebel Povarsky, and all the Frumers and Neibrak, they read also in Tesvot the Megillah, because it's Somuch v'nira to Yafa. So Rabbi Panovich, it's not officially, but in the houses of all the Chshuvim of Neibrak, they read the Megillah also in Yudalet, also in Tesvot, as Somuch v'nira Leyafo. Could be a bit some nafkiminus negat related to the halachot that we'll speak about this knitch. One more prat before we start to go into the halachot lemaisa. The Mishnah Melech has a kasha. The Rani Megillah has a kasha. Sofek de Rabbanu Lekula. Sayoros HaMesupoko is the first day you potter and the second day you potter. Zog de Ran. Yefsho. Shimken ato mevatlo legamru mikro Megillah. If you tell me misafek, the rabbanu lekule, so you'll be potter. Memela, we don't potter misafek. So the Ran says, while we have a safek, Memela says, like the Ran. And the Shaila is, Mishamela says, while Moshe and Arba Koises, we make a broche and the Arba Koises. Sayoros and the Supokois, the Moshe and Neibach in these places, they read in Tesvot, and you done it, and misafik, they read also in Tezvot. But the bracha they do in the first day. Why not in the second day? Because Me'ikar Adin, the first day, you mevorach, because you chayv, and then you potl. The second day, Safi Drabbanan, we read misafik. Arba Kaisas, the Moshe, we make bracha under all the four. Even though the Gemara says that it's a safik. So the Ran says, because if you say Safi Drabbanan Lekula, you'll never drink Arba Kaisas. The first one you potl, the second one you potl, the third one you potl. So then we make a bracha all the four. So why in Megillah we don't say it? So the Achronim explain that Megillah, even if Misafik, you will not read, the Takona stays in different cities. It was. Now, we're going to learn the Alochas of Bnei Tesvov and Bnei Yudalit. These Alochas are hard Alochas. Most people don't know these Alochas. And the reason that most people don't know these Alochas, because the Moshe in America, it's not Yoros Abukov is Chaim or Mimais Yeshua Benun. They believe that Columbus found it, yeah? So the Shittah Som is only 500 years, the Gan Samaisa. So Mimele, they can't say that it's Yoros Abisupokis. And Kimat, none of the cities in the world is Yoros Abisupokis, Abukov is Chaim or Yeshua Benun. So white that the Biur Aloche, when he brings down this Aloche, Seif ze, so we'll see it inside. Rabu peroisov meoid, ein be primigodim u b'shar ha'achroinim. Hetakti v'mishnebu rak shitas rashi, she'iskim ola ar b'rishoinim, gam ze, u mikol mokim lemaise. Look what the Chofetz Chaim is asking. Ani mevakesh ma'akoyre shelo yismach olay le'inyan broche. So the Chofetz Chaim, I didn't learn this inyan so good, the broche don't rely on him shabu. Ein be primigodim b'rago, she'itiku divrei Yerushalayim. Echbet aloche, this aloche, legami broche, don't follow Zachavni. And we will listen to it. You see, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says not to rely on it, Mishtabura, and made it not to follow Zachavni Mishtabura. Mishtabura is asking a bakoshin to be your aloche, to listen to him, but not leinian broche. Leinian broche is not to be your aloche, please don't rely on it. It's a psak in Mishtabura, yeah? And you can't be saying that this Mishtabura is leinian broche. And according to the Maisa, I mevakesh me'akoyin, echbet, shelo yisvach olay leinian broche. I will say in my achroi what I said to do, but if a brocha levatol is not the Mishnebura, I'm choishesh, don't follow Zachar. So the Mishnebura says not to rely on him, we have to work ourselves. So we'll start a shtikul to revive these alochas. And again, the reason these alochas are not so famous and not so clear, because Klal Yisrael will never oisik in them so much. They will not negea lemaise. Not only that, they will not say negea lemaise, we'll see in a second, the Metzias is that people traveling and having two Purims and one Purim, I'm all sikimat nishgelem negea. Because the person was in Bnei Brak, he didn't want to lose Purim to travel to Yerushalayim. It took 5 hours, chaval of the Purim. Today, in 10 minutes, 20 minutes, how much takes from there to Yerushalayim? From Beit Shemesh, from Telstam, you go to Beit Shemesh, 20 minutes, you're in Yerushalayim. So today, people chapzach, two Purims, and does it shine. So, lo meim tzachot. Es bnei Yerushalayim, es bnei Krochim, and es bnei Haprozim. Most of the world, we'll call it Bnei Brak, Betzarech Ha'inyan, Bet Shemesh, Betzarech Ha'inyan. You could have told, as even the Moshe, the Americans that come to Eretz Yisrael, they keep 2 days Yom Tov. I did Eretz Yisrael. The Americans, most come and talk. Eretz Yisrael, he goes to America, everyone keeps 2 days. He keeps 1 day, Avade, Alzmar Yisra'ayim, he's not allowed to do Melochem, Mishun Panim Vayif, he davens Tfilas Chol. So you think is, if I'm American, I have to keep you Dalit. This would make sense, no? If you keep 2 days, and you speak English, you do your Dalit. If you live in Yerushalayim, you keep this Vav. Das in Chol, Gidav Zayin De Yoysha. Why? Like, anything else? No. I'm American. So they eat chodesh. I know it's a story, not allowed. But they come from America. Minigam Bakim Dir? Yeah, we know. Dir Zan is wrong. Like, they have to go to the Minigam Tzisrael. But I'm keeping, what is the answer? A person is American. He has an American alochas. That's a story. Yeah, that's not the galoch. So why here, when you come from America, you live in Yerushalayim, you keep 1 day. And you keep the Zvav. Why you keep the Zvav? Keep your Dalet. The answer is, the Gemara has a drosha. The Gemara has a drosha. Gemara in the beginning of Yutes, Ben Yir Sheolach Lekrach, U Ben Krach Sheolach Leir, Im Osid Lachzor Ni Mekoy Moy Koy Re Ki Mekoy Moy, Vim Lav Koy Roy Moy. Zog the Gemara, Babu Dimas with the Gemara, Omar Rabba Lishon Ola Sheosid Lachzor Belel Yudalet. אבל אם עומד לישור שם עד יום י"ד, כוי רואי מוהם, שהוא פורוס בן יוי מוהי, שמי פורוס. הגמור says, אל כן יהודים הפרוזים, הגורים באורי הפרוזס. יהודים הפרוזים, הגורים באורי הפרוזס. So the Gemara learns that פורוס בן יוי מוהי נקרא פורוס. אשכבון פורוס, מוקף מנוי. What is the pshat in this Gemara? So we have a besondere halacha in Megillah that porus ben yoimoy shnei porus. That is a musik enech adami bekol atirikula, your city, your place is where you live ba'ofen kavua. And also here we'll see soon that maybe legabe some halachas it's negia. Is a halacha that a person where he lives, this is his place. Legabe purim is a halacha porus ben yoimoy shnei porus. Mukef ben yoimoy shnei mukef. A person could be a Poros Ben Yoimoy, and a person could be a Mukef Ben Yoimoy. And Poros Ben Yoimoy Shmei Poros, and Mukef Ben Yoimoy Shmei Mukef. What is the pshat in this Gemara? So the lashon of Gemara is, I want maybe to be masbir the sugi a little bit, and then we'll see the shittas arum and arum. The Gemara says, Omar Rove Leishonu Leishosid Lachzer Belel Yudalet. אבל אם עומד לישור עד י"ד בבוקר, כוי רואי מוי. Rashi learns like this. If למשל, a person, לפי Rashi, ביום י"ד is in the ear. ביום י"ד is in the ear. So he has a הלוכה like בני העיר. אם ביום תסבוב is בכרח, is needed ככרח. So the way Rashi is mazvel, the way the Mishnah Berurah brings down Rashi, Shitas Rashi is, if a person from the Krach travels to the city, and he goes to the city, and he comes to the city, the Moshe will take this year that Purim is Motzei Shabbos, and he's there Motzei Shabbos. If he's planning to come back, and he's coming back before morning, he goes back to Yerushalayim, and he doesn't sleep overnight, and Neibach B'Shemesh, so he stays at Ben Krach. If he's planning to be there till the morning, and then in the morning to come back from Neibach to Yerushalayim, then he has a halacha of a pose, and he has to read the Megillah and Yudalet. And the same thing, if someone from the city comes to Yerushalayim, if he's only visiting here Sunday night, he wants to see the dancing here, he's coming back to Neibach before morning, before Monday morning, so then he's stays a Ben Yudalet. If he's planning to be here overnight of Sunday night, he becomes Ben Kfa. So Lefi Rashi, to become a Ben Ir, you have to be there in the morning, the end of the night and the morning of Sunday morning to become a Ben Ir. To be a Ben Krach, you have to be there in the end of the Sunday night, Sunday night, the beginning of Monday morning. The Rosh says a bit different. Everything is in Yudalet. If you're in Yudalet, you're in the city, so you read Yudalet. If you're in the Krach in Yudalet, you become like the Krach. Now, Rashi holds, what would be if a person went to the Bnei Brak, Aldas to stay there till Sunday morning. And then he stayed till Sunday morning, so he has to read Megillah on Sunday. So we'll explain the halachas mesudar, I just want to have the shittas. What if he's a trashi, if he went to Bnei Brak, he was planning to stay there till Sunday morning. In the middle of the night, he decided it's not for him, and he came back to Yeshiva. Happens the most good book. Yeah? לפי שיטס רשי, he doesn't have Purim. Because he didn't pass that morning. What would be the opposite? He was planning to go to Bnei Brak for 2 hours to see the dancing and to come back. He got drunk and he woke up Sunday morning. But Imamish didn't want it. He wanted to be back in Yeshiva. Lefi Rashi is Gosh. I just want to go. The Rif says, name. If you were planning to stay and then you change your mind, you became already a Ben Bnei Brak. You went to Bnei Brak, you were planning to stay there till tomorrow. Then you found out your suit is cancelled, this is cancelled, you want to come back, it doesn't help. You're stuck with a Purim. And the opposite. What if you didn't want to stay and you stayed? You're not chayav, he says. Now, the Chazanish says another chiddush, but in a second we'll handle it. It's not enough to be there in the beginning of the morning. You have to be there from the beginning of the night. If this year you want to have Purim of Bnei Brak, you need to be there in the beginning of before Matzah Shabbos already. The only way is to leave Yeshiva for Shabbos Zohar. I know it's not Magia to no one here, but maybe different Yeshivas left, yeah? But then, if you want to have Purim of Bnei Brak, you have to leave already before Shabbos. So we'll go to the Halachas. This is one halacha, and in a second we'll go duch da halachas. The second shaila will have to be mevarer, and this is even more vichtig, is a musik to have 2 Purims or not? Chazal gave one Purim a year. But 2 Purims? Musik? Is it Yerushalmi and Megillah? Now, as a big machlekes, Zalman was choshesh to Dalamot, how to read? Ben ir she'oker dirosoy leil chamisho oso, nischayev kan v'kan? A ben ir that moved to the city, is nischayev b'kan v'kan? Frek di gemore, ben krach she'oker dirosoy b'leil arbo oso nifta? Someone that doesn't want Purim. It will be Sunday in Yerushalayim. Towards Sunday night, he will leave the Bnei Brak. He's depressed. He doesn't want that Purim this year. So he has a way out. Sunday is here. Before Shkia, he goes to Bnei Brak. So Sunday was not his Chayav. Monday, he's at Bnei Brak. So as if the Yerushalmi. And here's the Machlekes. The Kobanahed learns that the Yerushalmi says, what are you telling me? A Ben-Ir that went to the city has another Purim? V'chi a person could make himself not to have a Purim? The answer is, it's one of his own. You can't run away and you can't have. And some learn now. Like you could push off a Purim, you could put out a Purim. It's a big machlekes. Some say that the only Yerushalmi is only if Okav. If he moved completely to Yerushalayim, then he could have 2 Purims. So there's a big machlekes, lemaise, the Pnimoyshe learns the Yerushalmi that it cannot be, Adler learned that it could be, and we'll see Reb Shlomo Zalman was choishesh very much to these shittas. So now, after we have the shittas, I want to start Kesedar Advarim, and we'll start to go the halachas, the shittas, the chumras, and Alan of Kaminas. The halacha is, we paskin, the Mishnah Berurah brings down what he says to Semech Lev La'alocha, Eloi Lini Ambroche, Odom Shu Ben Ir Le'yemechot Choshu Ben Ir, Poruz Ben Yoimoy Shmei Poruz. Memele, if you will be on Sunday, the whole day in Bnei Brak, you have Avadeh Chayev and Megillah. And if you will come to Yerushalayim and Yom Tzvov, you will be Chayev and Megillah, Lefi the Shittes, that you can be Chayev Tupu. B'meil, we'll start Keseder. Aloche Aleph. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, in the beginning of his life, it's brought down, he was makbid that the people that kept Bnei Brak's Purim and they come to Yerushalayim, they could not even make a bracha. Where it's Negea? It's Negea. It was not normal. A group of Bachrim, they went to collect money in Bnei Brak. They're coming back Sunday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. All the shittas, the Val Glat, come to Yeshiva. Now one of them wants to be the Bal Kaira. He likes to lay in the Megillah. Some people like to do it. Zalm Shem Zalm, Mitchilas Yom, you can't make the bracha. Can't make the bracha. More from that, forget about the bracha. They can't be moitzi the achayim yet in mikro Megillah. Because could be they're not chayv in the Megillah, and b'meila they're not considered bar chiyuv anymore, and they can't be moitzi the oilam in Megillah. This, when it's brought down, in Alich HaShloim, that the tchilas yomo, Rav Shem Zalman will tell the bracha. Melefomim nirashar yachoshesh gam ledivrei hakafachayim that the whole that you cannot have two Purim ve'lo'oilom ein levorach betesvovim kvar kor biyudah. This is betchilas yomov, he said not al anisim, he said you could say al anisim, he said you could say. So lemaisa besoif yomov Reb Shlomo Zalman let these bachurim to read, let them to make a bracha, and let them to be moitzi. If you want to be machmir like the shittas of not, better don't be yoitzi with these bachim. I think the yeshivas don't like to give these bachim to read, to be moitzi da'ilu. But soon we'll see that there's a bigger problem if these bachim want to be moitzi. But again, you have to know if you these shittas, it's kiddush that your main suda will be in Bnei Brak, and your main mishloach manos will be in Bnei Brak. And your main matonis levirin will be in Bnei Brak, because in Yerushalayim, your Purim will be the shvacher Purim, not the festive Purim. Person, he goes to Bnei Brak, yeah, you're itzayim, I'm shlachmanas levirin, and the big drunk is planning to do here in Yerushalayim. So that's the Purim Fakert. The main Purim is the first day. The shvacher Purim is the second day. Shvacher Purim is the second day. So again, so if a bacher wants to have two Purim without the problem of these shittas, so he has to leave to Bnei Brak before Shabbos, and b'meile he'll be there, and he'll come back to Yerushalayim before Shkir. Now, the fila Mishnah Brura, even if you go to Bnei Brak b'tzei Shabbos, you chayav in Purim in Bnei Brak, because if you were there, you went al das to be there the end of the night and the beginning of the day, it's also enough. If you have a niche, it's not enough. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says, and I'll be chashleimet to be choishesh to the chazanish, and not to make a broch if you were not there the beginning of the night. כל מוקם, כל אלו ימשינו מקויים לאח שחשייכו, לא יבורכו על מיקרו מגילה, לא חוש לדעס הסייברים שהדובר אותו לי בתחיל הסלילה. So Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if you want to go to Bnei Brak, if you want to go to Bnei Brak, Rav Shlomo Zalman, go before Shabbos. Go before Shabbos, don't go in the middle of Shabbos. And don't go after Shabbos. As you go after Shabbos, the Fidei Chazanish, you cannot make a brocha. And again, it's not only that you cannot make a brocha. Sekunto is that the ganze Purim is a shvacher Purim. Against the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah said, don't rely on me to get a brocha. He said not to rely on me to get a brocha. Because I'm Shmuel Zalman, so you have to listen to the Chazanish. Because Nish says you can't make a bracha. Shabuah says don't rely on him, so we don't rely on him. This is the cheshbon of the Rosh Hashanah. Now, more than that. Okay, this is very close. So again, la halacha lemaisa, if you went to Bnei Brak lemaisa after Motzi Shabbos, and you had a das to stay there, so then the Fidu Mishtabura, you have a Purim there, and Legabe Ananisim, you have a Purim there, or Legabe Broche, not to make a Broche, the Fidu Chazanish is not a Purim. Now, if you planned to come back before morning, in two cases, a guy went Shabbos Zohar, he wants to be with Bnei Brak, Techab Tegdoilim, and then Lel Purim, he wants in the beginning also, Reb Chaim, Reb Shem, a couple more Zachim, and he's planning to come back before Chatzos to Yerushalayim, he doesn't want to have two Purim, Hadish Ken Koyach. If he came back before Aleis HaShachar, it's no problem. If he was an Oynes, and he fell asleep, he got drunk, and he got stuck, and he wakes up Sunday morning, Mi'ikar Adin, he's potur mipurim. Because he was intending to come back before morning, and he was an Oynes. The Luach Eretz Yisrael from the Koshinsky says that he's chayev without a bracha. So again, remember this halacha klal. We speak of a person that doesn't want to have 2 days in Bnei Brak, he wants to have Yerushalayim. And he left for Shabbos Zohar, or he left after Nacht, and he's in Bnei Brak, and his plan is to come back before morning, and he was a Oynes. He was a Oynes. And he stayed in the morning. Me'ikar Adin, his pot of Purim, to be choshesh, to Luach Eretz Yisrael, to Koshinsky, to read without a bracha. And the man to say Allah Nisim before you Lerotzin in Rifi. And to give Matonis Levye. Now, if you went to Bnei Brak, Aldas to stay there, and you stay there, even if you come back in the morning, you chayv in Mikra Megillah. And again, the Fili Chazanish Lekatchile, you went before Shabbos, the Fili Mishnubur, even if you went Motzi Shabbos. Zogim Shlom Zalman Neuerbach. Forget the groups of Bachman. You went there, Lel Purim. They went from Motzi Shabbos to Purim to Bnei Brak. They have a whole matzav. They stayed until the morning. In the morning, they wanted to drive to Yerushalayim before the traffic, and they're planning to come to read the Megillah here in Yerushalayim. Me'ikar Adin, it's okay. Shlom Zalman says it's better to read the Megillah in Bnei Brak. Because Yerushalayim Be'etzim is not Purim. Now, Reb Shlomo Zalman said a kule. The Chaznish also says it. Bochrim that live in Bnei Brak and they want to be in Yeshiva Parsha Zohar and to leave Motzi Shabbos, dear, the Chaznish says they don't have to leave in the beginning of the night because they're going back home. You can't say you're American, you're not a Ben Tzvot. You have to go back to your place, to your city. So if you're going back to your city, then you're allowed to. Another case. I want to know, because then little Purim, what happens, I don't have a Purim every year. From the minute Purim starts, these Shabbos start, one after each other. And you know, when Shikoyim Masid, you don't know what they want. So, a bocher went to Bnei Brak, al das to stay there till the morning. In the middle of the night, he changed his mind and he decided to come back. Most of the poskim hold that you potur Megillah. Most of the poskim hold that you potur from Megillah because you came back. The Chazanish says you chayev. While you planned to stay, it was chal on you. The Mishnah Berurah, the last line in our Siman, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Ve'ayin batatz." That if you are planning to stay, but we said if you're not planning to stay, if you're oynes, it's goish. וכוזו בתם, כוזו דווקא אם היו שום בעיר היום, אבל אם חוזר למקוים בוי, שהוא קודם היום, לא אם היום מה שחושם מתחיל. ידע, בסטורט החזניש הוא זכוי. But again, שמזר מסה, to be חושש את החזניש, is only if you went to Bnei Brak before Shabbos. But if you went after Shabbos, so לפי החזניש אין הוא ינעת חי. And לפי המשתברורה, anyway, you didn't stay. So again, the vow we spoke about, a plan to come back, and you got an oynes. We said, you potul, chutz mluch te kushinsky. You went al das to stay, and you came back, fil mishtabur you potul, fil chazani shechayev. Made it to me, but out of broch. What would be, if you did al menas to come back? This happens every, I already said today to the bochim, that it's posha to say. The bochim go al das to come back. But you know, you get to Bnei Brak, you stay. So what happens then? There's two cases. There's a big machlokes lemaise, if you chayev or not. And you tell me lefi mishtabur, it doesn't make a difference because you don't have to be there. But the mishtabur says, if at the beginning of the trip I had a das to come back, so could be I'm not chayev. But man, in Misofik, you read the Megillah without a bracha, and you say al anisim before you lerotzen im repi, and you say al anisim in Birkas Hamozen and Orachmon. People don't know this halacha. It happens about every time you go. Bochim asks me alamol. They could go lefi the matzav. I don't know if Yeshkaz is about the halacha. He goes and he will see lefi the matzav. I don't know. You have to decide, and then you go into the shayla. So you have three cases. I'm going al das to come back, and it was Linus. I'm going al das to stay, and he came back. He's going al das to come back, and he changed his mind. This is okay. Now we'll go on to the next case. A bocher goes to Bnei Brak, and he wants to have a Bnei Brak Purim. But now he wants to have Yerushalayim Purim. So he has a plan to come back to Yerushalayim. If he comes back before Nacht, so here already, if you can have two Purim, he has two Purims. If you cannot have two Purim, so he doesn't have.
Shkira, it says.
It's not clear, the place. Now, let. Lefid Mishnebura, he doesn't have to be here b'shkia. He doesn't have to be here b'tzeis. He has to be here before the morning. The shayla is lefid Chazanish. So the Chazanish shayla is that yeshiva bochrim, that living the whole year in Yerushalayim, could be, it's like people that live in Bnei Brak. And b'meile, for them, when you come back late, it's ki'ilu they came back to their own city. And here, even lefid Chazanish, they could be makel to have two Purims. Just Rav Shlomo Zalman said, why it's not so gishmak? Because we said some shita sold that bichlal you cannot have two Purims. So some shita sold you cannot have two Purims. And some shita sold, but lemaisa Rav Shlomo Zalman, this is what Rav Shlomo Zalman says, lemaisa if you yeshiva bocher that. If you're a yeshiva bocher that lives in Yerushalayim, even if you came back after Nacht, you could read. Lemaise, the Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach didn't like it. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach tainted if you came back after Nacht, not to make a bracha. Because again, it was the Rav Shlomo Zalman that the Tzvi Russo, it was choishesh, that you don't make a bracha in two Purims. So even that he was chayzer, this would be down in Alecha Shleimah. But he said, but if he came back, so Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, val, it's a shayla if he could have two Purims. And it's a machlokes Chazanish. So you're right. It says like this. Bachurim הדורים בישיבה שבקרח ושוב ביודל ובישרים בעיר ושובו ללילה תסבוב לקרח, אם הגיעו מבוידיו עם קוירים המגילה בברוכו, ואם לאו קוירים בלא יברוכה. ואם לאו קוירים בלא יברוכה. Even in the living here, it's not mamish ben krach. It's not mamish ben krach. A ben krach is mamish ben krach. Some want to say that if Shmuzal would know the American bochrim, he would not say it. He meant an yeshiva, Israeli yeshiva bochrim that live in Bnei Brak, and now they're in yeshiva. So when they went back home, he says even that they came, if they came after Nacht, val chazanish is machmir, and maybe it's not to Purim. So you're right, the Chazanish said that someone that lives in Yerushalayim and goes out could come back late. Oh, but they're not mamish bnei Yerushalayim, because they went back to their houses. They live. But American Bachar on Israel, his house is the yeshiva.
Makes a difference if
he dorms
or
if he's there. Makes a difference if the Bachar every Shabbos goes away. Also, Mistame. The Mistame is not a bnei Yerushalayim if Shabbos is not here most times. Not you, but I'm saying. What some if? Boys, every Shabbos they go away, yeah, from the Dead Sea to
what if?
What?
What if?
If they go away, I don't think that they will they go away every Shabbos.
One Shabbos.
One Shabbos is man, it's not that. But no, if 2 days a week isn't fast, 5 days. No, I don't know if it's called Ben Yerushalayim. So Ben Yerushalayim has to be Yerushalayim. I want to explain, it's not only that I'm telling you the halachos. You have to understand, a person has to know, you know, Kodapoyish Yad Nesim, Alei Nyonim for Purim. Some Bochim, they lose their whole Purim. Bnei Brak, they do Yoytze Zayin. They come to Yerushalayim and say, Bekoyish Purim from them. From Shalom Al Yisrael, the Gan Tzion, he was waiting for Purim, and so, but you give him Purim. You have to know the Halachas. So if you really want to have to Purim, the best thing is to be back before Nacht. To be back before Nacht. You have to know, there's a lot of traffic to do that. I know, I would say not to rely on a sort of spoon that is done afternoon of Bnei Brak. You want to be Yotze. But Avada Lemoshel, Stam tourists, appearance that are here, and they go to Bnei Brak and they come to Yerushalayim, they for sure have to be Machmir. The Yeshiva Bochum, we said, Yesh Malik, even if they came late, Avada Lekatchila not to make the Brocha, but it could be Samech to make a Brocha. Because, again, normally the Mishum Zaman says to be Choshish to Chazanish, not to be Samech to Mishabuhim. But if you live in Yerushalayim, the Chazanish himself said you could be Samech. So Yeshiva Bochim, it's almost like the living. But if Moshe, your uncle, your cousin, someone comes, and he goes with you to Bnei Brak, and you come back to Yerushalayim, you have to know, it's very shvach to follow Zachafim. Very shvach to follow Zachafim. Now, Lemaisa, we said about the Iker Adin, if the Bochim come back, even if they come back after Nacht, they have to read the Megillah. I want to say there's a lot of times yeshiva bochrim that they go, like a whole group of yeshiva, yeah, place. They go to collect. I think they're helping their yeshiva, they're going to collect. So they go to Bnei Brak to collect. Then they want to come to back to yeshiva to dance here. But they know when they come to yeshiva here, the matzah is already shaky. So before they leave Bnei Brak, I'm saying the Eretz guys, they sit on the side, they read the Megillah, and then they go back. Shem Zama said it's not good. Could be. They were not, could be, even though they have a plan to come to Yerushalayim, Kozma didn't come to Yerushalayim, noch nicht gewöhnt bei Yerushalayim. He says, Al Anisim you could say ready before you left. He said, because the Iker Adin again, if you didn't Mishabur, it's enough that I'm here before the morning. But we said, we chosh to the Chazanish. Now, what would it be if a Ben Yerushalayim decides he doesn't want to Purim? So what he does is, he goes out by day, he eats chmeis, he goes to Beit Shemesh to a suit, then he comes back. So we said, it's okay, no problem. Again, katchila to be back before the Nacht. If it's Yeshiva Bochum Yerushalayim, we said, you have a vote to be Soimach. We have a vote to be Soimach. was a big shaila, and this is negeh. I don't want to machred. I just wanted to bring it up. A lot of people this year it's not negeh because people are not mechal Shabbos. Only maybe for English people it's negeh, but not for American. If a person arrives in a plane, motzei Shabbos, but he doesn't want that Purim b'yudalet. He wants his work. He came to be in Yerushalayim, but he's in Yudalit. The Chazon Ish says that it doesn't help. Purim already chapter. Val is a ben Yudalit, and he was there b'tchilas alayla. What he wants not to be there doesn't stop him to be a ben Yudalit. He is medayek in the Gemara. The Gemara says if the ben Yudalit is in krach in Yudalit, he's not chayav in Yudalit. It was a maaser that a person came from Chutz Laaretz in a plane. It's Balan Shal Mitoido, and he drove to Yerushalayim right away. And they told the Chazon Ish told him, "You didn't read this Purim. You never read the Megillah." So I'm saying this year it's not Megillah. It's Megillah. A lot of Chutznikas. There's a lot of Chutznikas that come here. A lot of people in America, they don't like to have poor people knock on the doors that escape to Yerushalayim. It's like, no meaning. So they come to Yerushalayim. So they leave. They leave to Yerushalayim, they come here. The Chazon Ish, they're not potu. This year it's not again. Shabbos, you can't leave. It's only again to the English people. They can leave Motzei Shabbos and they can come here. Take the flight Motzei Shabbos. It could be 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, you could be in Yerushalayim. Again, it's a chumre. It's a chumre. Now, another shayla that is very negeh lemaisa. Some bochim go to Yudalit to Purim, and they're planning to have another Purim in Yeshiva. 2 days Purim. They're not choshish with the chum of the Chazon Ish. For them it's enough. Yeah, they're in Semech to come 9 o'clock to Yeshiva, it's also good. What happened is, as soon as Purim he got drunk, he wakes up, it's Monday morning. Yeah, it happens a lot. Again, you go Motzei Shabbos, you go to Bnei Brak, you go to Shabbos Zohar, you have a whole Purim, Tov Lev HaMelech Bayayim, Purim, Motzei Shabbos, Sunday, you're planning, you have someone take you to Yerushalayim, Sunday night, you're drunk, you say, yeah, I'm coming, you wake up, it's Monday morning, what do you do? Lefi the Mishneh Brura, this person doesn't have a second Purim. He can come to Yerushalayim, he's gone. Sometimes the Fidei Chazon Ish, Vali had a das to go, even that he didn't come. So Mele Lekatchila to read the Megillah. Again, if someone takes a flight Sunday night, Sunday afternoon from Eretz Yisrael, and he's in Yerushalayim, it's Megillah a lot of times. A person is in Yerushalayim, and he's going to take a flight Sunday afternoon, so the person will never have a Purim. So the Eitzah is, what they do is, they sleep in Telstar. So like this, they have a Purim. Now again, Ander Zogun is another Shite that only Poles Ben Yoimri have a Poles. About Bichlal, if a person from America is here for 2 days, he doesn't. You can't have two points also in Tzvot. Now, Rabbi Liboruch Finkel, Zecher Tzadik Livroche, had an interesting shaila. A person that has two Purims makes another Shechiyonu. Zaloch, you have to make two Shechiyonus. Two Shechiyonos. Or not. We do a Mikra Megillah, we do Shechiyon. Person that has two Purims, he makes a Shechiyon again or not? So he asked the stipler. Stipler told him, "You're not a Malkoyer, what's enough Kimini?" What? So, He told him, if I am a Bal Koyre, he told him not to make a Shechiyon. Only the Machshove. I don't know. It's a Chiddush. So again, it can't be Dvorim Brurim because Shabbos Aram for years said Michlal not to make a Broche. So these things are taken not Dvorim Brurim.
What about the Mitzvah
in Mechuyim? In both Mitzvah Sayyim. No, the Shechiyon, we make a Megillah, we make a Chavet, we put it at all the Mitzvah Sayyim. So here the Shaila is, how to look at it? And the two Purims. How to look at the two Purims? He has to make a bracha, not to make a bracha. It's like a great shayla. It's not a double bow. So I want mamish v'ktzoro. I'm a little bored in the beginning. Lemaise. Say again. A bracha that wants to have 2 days Purim and wants to go to Bnei Brak. Roi me'oit. What's if he's a Bnei Braki? That he will go already for Shabbos, like this he has a real Purim. If not, he has a Purim if he's in Mishnebura, but Rosh Hashanah says not to be Semech on it le'inyan broch. Legabei, to keep the second day, the Ha'im if you're in Bnei Brak, it's the right thing, l'fi the Chazanish, to be back before Nach. Again, value yeshiva bocha that lives in Yerushalayim, you're not a visitor, yesh al malismech to make a brocha, even if you came by nacht. Aber mikol mekoyim, shumazama was choshesh on it, but only because the reason that he was mitzarev two zachen together. That he was choshesh to the shittas that he cannot have to Purim, and he was choshesh to the chazanish. We said that a person that lives in Yerushalayim doesn't have the chazanish, but he was mesupek. What is the status of bochrim? How yeshiva bochrim that live in Yerushalayim are considered? My person has to know the mitzvah Purim is greisa in yonim. It's greisa in yonim. To play with the Purim and to have a b'di'evedik a Purim and a sofek Purim here and a sofek Purim here, sinishtaher u'nishtahim. Sinishkidai. Saying if you really want to do it. Do it Moshe Tzorich. And again, to remember that could be your first Purim as the main Purim, and could be the second one as Golish. If the members of Shittas, Rishonim, and Achronim, that's the Golish. The second Purim is Golish. It says in the end of the Megillah, the Yeser Parshas. Mordechai ve'Esther ve'Achashveirosh alayhim ha'ksuvim al sefer ha'yomim l'malchei poras u'mordechai. L'malchei poras u'mordechai ki Mordechai Yehudi. Shaila is, why the Megillah finishes with that? You know, the rest is the story. Alayhim ha'ksuvim l'sefer divrei ha'yomim l'malchei poras u'mordechai ki Mordechai Yehudi. Of us. So I saw a givaldik pshat. The Gemara in the Gilead of Zion says that when they wanted to write down Esther, Chazal said they wanted to be kindness to goyness Esther. Why? Omru at moireres aleinu kino ben umas ha'ilo. They told Esther, you moirer aleinu kino from umas ha'ilo. Sholcho lohem aloya liksubo be sefer poras u'modai. They know the story already. This is the Gemara Megillat of Zion. So the Meile, that last couple of psukim are a reason why the Megillah was Nikvah Adoyos. Kim Bukim HaYehudim Lassois, V'shar Yeser Divrei Yavri Aleyhem Uksubim Ben Malchi Poras U'modai. So it's not some Sibur Adoyos. Kim Bukim HaYehudim that the Megillah will be Adoyos. You will have the time for your own soul like Kino. Esther answers, Aleksu Vani Vesifri Malchus Poros Umodai. So Mele, the last part of the Megillah is to be matzdik this chelik.
Why?
Yeah,
it's not. It's the land of Yerushalayim, so you said.